Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A major switch could reshape politics in North Carolina. Coming up, WRAL's Laura Levine explains how a state representative changing her party affiliation will affect big issues, including abortion and education.
And more trouble on the horizon for former President Donald Trump after being indicted on 34 felony charges in New York. What we've learned about who could be called to testify in the coming days before the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
And record temperatures possible for today. Coming up, I'll let you know how warm our afternoon highs will get.
Also breaking news as police are investigating a shooting overnight. We'll tell you what we have learned in just the last few hours here. 4:30 is the time on your Wednesday morning as we welcome you inside our WRAL studios. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. You don't need the jacket this morning. You don't need the jacket this afternoon. You probably don't even need the jacket this evening. Highs reaching almost 90 today.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, it's pretty warm to start with. Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now is what we're looking at.
It is very warm this morning with temperatures in the 60s. Taking a live look at downtown Raleigh, we have a few clouds around for this morning, but I do anticipate mostly sunny conditions as we head into the afternoon. It's currently 64 degrees in Durham, 60 degrees in Goldsboro, and 62 in South Hill. You step outside and you're going to feel the air, and in some spots we're seeing areas of fog develop. That's to the south. You notice there in Sampson and Wayne County, visibility down to about a half of a mile. So slow down in that area with some fog developing. Fog will gradually give way to warm temperatures later today. By 12 o'clock, we're right there at 82 degrees. 89 will be the afternoon high, and our record is 90 for today. I'm keeping a close eye on this front that's moving across the Midwest. It is sparking some tornado warnings this morning across portions of Arkansas into Missouri, getting closer to Tennessee. Eventually, that system will move in and bring a severe threat into our north and western counties. As we head into tomorrow, coming up, I'm going to timeline the storm system and let you know the timeline storms will move through on Thursday.
Thanks, PETA. Today, we will find out the reason for a party switch that will shape big issues, including abortion and education in North Carolina. State Representative Tricia Cotham will speak for the first time since announcing she is changing her affiliation from Democrat to Republican. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from the state GOP headquarters in Raleigh. Laura.
Jeff, good morning. Yes, the biggest question we'll be looking into today as this continues to develop is why this move being the biggest political bombshell in the General Assembly in years. Now, it was just about 5 months ago when Cotham won her election to a deep blue Charlotte area seat as a Democrat. With this switch, Republican lawmakers will have enough power to override any vetoes from Governor Roy Cooper without any Democratic support. If Cotham votes with them, the GOP could also pass controversial proposals without opposition, including one of his this session's biggest question mark, that is, new abortion restrictions.
It was alluded to before the start of the session that the speaker could count on anywhere from 1 to 3 Democrats supporting the Republicans to garner that supermajority. All they needed was one. And now they have formalized that supermajority status with this party switch by Representative Cotham. So certainly this sends a signal to the governor.
And this video you're looking at right now is actually lawmakers cleaning out her desk on the Democratic side and moving her things to the Republican side at the state house legislature. Governor Cooper called Cotham's move disappointing, and other Democrats are calling it a betrayal. We will air that press conference here live on Fox 50 at 9 a.m. And the Democrats are also responding with a press conference at noon. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news this morning. We're working to learn more about the shooting in Fayetteville. We don't know how many people were involved, only that a person or people have minor injuries. This happened on Campbell Avenue just before 7:30 last night. Detectives were still on the scene investigating 4 hours later. We are working to learn if an arrest has been made.
Former President Trump is back at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida this morning after pleading not guilty to 34 felony counts. The 16-page indictment that was unsealed yesterday accuses him of falsifying business records related to several hush money payments made in 2016. Trump addressed hundreds of his supporters last night when he returned to Mar-a-Lago. He claimed the only crime he has committed has been fearlessly defending the United States.
Incredibly, we are now a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. We can't let that happen.
Prosecutors say Trump was linked to payments to two women and a doorman during the 2016 campaign as part of a plan to suppress negative information that could have undermined his campaign.
We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct. The defendant repeatedly made false statements on New York business records.
The next in-person hearing in this case is December 4th. Prosecutors want the case to reach trial by January. Trump's lawyers want it pushed back. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, how soon we could see Mark Meadows and other former advisors of Donald Trump testify in the special counsel's January 6th probe.
Parents will get their first look today at a plan years in the making to test for dangerous chemicals in schools. The plan comes as concerns grow about the potential for exposure to lead and asbestos. And WRAL's Naya Harden joins us now from downtown Raleigh with what changes we can expect to see. Good morning, Naya.
Good morning, Michelle. Well, thousands of public schools and daycares, they are going to be tested for toxic substances. We're talking about this lead that is included in drinking fountains, lead-based paint, and asbestos. Now, this comes nearly a year after the General Assembly agreed to use $150 million in federal stimulus funds and from the budget for the testing. Any leftover will go towards treating anything that comes up. Most child care facilities have already tested their water for lead under a state rule. Schools have never been required to test their water for lead, but several around the state have found it in drinking water over the past several years. It's unknown how much treating a toxic water problem could cost. Schools are not required to fix any problems they find, but would have to stop people from using contaminated spaces. WRAL education reporter Emily Walkenhorst explained what concerned parents can do.
If you are a parent or a student who's concerned about having been in a school that has had some of these things, you might just try to find out which water fountains maybe had lead, which classrooms were found to have lead paint or something like that, and just see if maybe you were exposed. You can go to your physician and get a test.
Now, this is all going to happen at 10 o'clock this morning. That's when the Department of Health and Human Services will be releasing that plan to the State Board of Education. Of course, we'll keep you updated on the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
On that topic, you've probably seen the lawsuit ads on TV before. And today, Marines and their families affected by toxic water at Camp Lejeune will get their first day in court as part of a decades-long effort to hold the government accountable. People who were directly affected will speak today. It's believed thousands were exposed at Camp Lejeune from the 1950s through the 80s. Last year, they finally received congressional approval to get compensation for health issues. Jerry Ensminger is one of those expected to speak. For years, WRAL Investigates has followed Ensminger's fight for justice. His daughter died at age 9 from leukemia, which is one of the diseases linked to Lejeune's water. Today's hearing starts at 3:30.
The results are in for what might be the most consequential election of the year. In Wisconsin, liberals gained control of the state Supreme Court after the victory of Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz. Her win over conservative Daniel Kelly, a former state Supreme Court justice, could have nationwide impact. That's because the court will hear cases on an abortion ban and on redrawing congressional maps. Those are two issues our state is dealing with as well. The new judge has previously spoken in support of abortion rights. We'll have more on another big overnight election result, this time in Chicago, in the next 15 minutes.
A mosque in Jerusalem's Old City is now reopened for Holy Week prayers after police clashed with worshipers there early this morning. Israeli police stormed the mosque and fired stun grenades at Palestinian youths who threw firecrackers at them. This happened inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which sits on a hilltop compound holy to both Jews and Muslims. The official Palestinian news agency says dozens of worshipers who were spending the night praying there were injured in the police raid. State troopers were at the intersection of I-440 and Jones Franklin Road overnight after a motorcycle crash. State Highway Patrol says the motorcyclist was possibly on narcotics and lost control before crashing. Troopers tell us the driver's okay. It's not clear if the motorcyclist will face any charges.
We're learning more about a shooting at a Nashville, Tennessee elementary school. Former student Audrey Hale is accused of walking into the Covenant School, opening fire on students and staff. Six people were killed. This morning, we're hearing from one of the officers who shot and killed Hale. Officer Rex Engelbert says if it wasn't for the teachers who stayed behind, he wouldn't have been able to stop the attack.
When I arrived, I don't know the layout of the school. Luckily, due to the bravery of two staff members, they stayed on scene. They didn't run. And they gave me concise, clear information for me to use to help anyone in danger.
Investigators found a suicide note when they executed a search warrant at Hale's home, along with more weapons and ammunition.
Three teenagers were killed weeks apart, and now investigators believe they're all connected. What we are learning about the Central Florida murders.
Plus, the fight continues for fair tuition across North Carolina. We're looking ahead at what advocates will be doing today as they demand change for undocumented immigrants.
At 441 right now, live look from our WRAL Live Cam Network, Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking storms that'll be moving into our area in just a matter of hours.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. As we take a live look at downtown Raleigh this morning, it is quiet from our WRAL Live Cam Network, but it is very warm. And going throughout the day, near record warmth will be possible. We're talking about temperatures in the 60s this morning. A few areas of patchy fog heading into the 80s around lunchtime. 82 will be the temperature at 12 o'clock, 89 for a high today. And the record is 90 degrees. Checking out what we can expect around town, 89 in Durham, 91 in Fayetteville. The record high in Fayetteville today is 91, so we could potentially shatter that record. Coming up, I'm going to explain our storm chances as we head into the end of the week.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we want to take you to some video right now in Pleasantville, Iowa. This is what they're dealing with there in Pleasantville, Iowa. You can see these severe storms moving through that area. You can see right there these power lines and sparking because of the severe weather that's moving through that area. The National Weather Service will be in parts of the Midwest this morning, including Pleasantville, Iowa, where that possible tornado was sighted yesterday. Of course, we'll keep tracking the storm system here in the WRAL Live Center.
Mark Meadows and other former advisors of Donald Trump may be brought before a federal grand jury in the coming days. A federal appeals court denied Trump's bid to stop his former aides from testifying in the special counsel's January 6th probe. Trump claimed he had legal protections that would block certain testimony from top officials. The special counsel's wide-ranging investigation is looking at Trump's post-election actions in 2020 and the Capitol attack.
Raleigh police are investigating after an NC State student was hit by a car. It happened on Avon Ferry Road in Raleigh just before 6 o'clock Monday night. The student was taken to the hospital with injuries. We're working to learn how serious they are and if charges will be filed.
Governor Cooper has ordered all flags lowered to half staff until tomorrow to honor a fallen soldier from eastern North Carolina. Staff Sergeant Joshua Caleb Gore was among nine soldiers killed when two Black Hawk helicopters collided. It happened during a routine training exercise on March 29th in Kentucky. Gore's father is a pastor from Wayne County. Tim Gore told WRAL his son is a hero who found out just a day before he died his wife was 3 months pregnant with a son. We could get a better picture soon of what happened to cause that crash. Investigators found the two black boxes. Army officials have said the soldiers were using night vision goggles during that training exercise. The soldiers' remains have been taken to Dover Air Force Base.
Investigators in Central Florida are trying to figure out who murdered three teenagers there. Deputies found the first victim, Layla Silvernail, March 30th on the side of the road. She died from her injuries Tuesday. On March 31st, deputies found the body of 17-year-old boy near where they found Silvernail. And finally, this past Saturday afternoon, deputies found a partially submerged car with the body of a 16-year-old girl inside. The sheriff says the deaths are all connected, but does not think this is the work of a serial killer.
State leaders are proposing a new law aimed at protecting children after a WRAL investigation into a cause of suspected fatal child abuse. State lawmakers filed a bill Tuesday called Crystal's Law, named after 8-year-old Crystal Lane, who police say died at the hands of her grandmother, Patricia Ricks. A WRAL investigation found Nash County Social Services had been alerted weeks earlier that Lane was potentially being abused, but chose not to remove the girl from her grandmother's home. That led to a state investigation into Nash DSS, which found the county department mishandled the Lane case and only correctly supervised 39% of other recent child abuse cases. The bill's bipartisan sponsors hope it could save lives.
A group of tuition fairness advocates are gathering in Raleigh today to call for action. The Adelante Coalition is speaking with state lawmakers about in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants. Right now, even if a student who is undocumented attends public school in our state from kindergarten through high school, they don't qualify for in-state tuition at state colleges and universities. Advocates say they want a bill to change that.
And let's get a check on our forecast this morning. It's feeling nice out there. We're not seeing any rain right now, but that could change later on in the week. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood here to tell us what we can expect for Easter weekend, Peter.
Yeah, this Easter weekend, we'll be dealing with showers and potentially some thunderstorms. I do want to point out, though, right now, it is very warm outside. Taking a live look at Carolina Beach, and we are seeing some areas of dense fog. Most of the fog that we're seeing this morning is off to the coast, but we're starting to get some of that to creep into our viewing area. Right now in Sampson County, visibility down to a quarter of a mile, visibility down to a mile out there in Goldsboro. Looking good for the Triangle, visibility at a 10. You're good to go out the door in Raleigh and Durham, but if you are towards the south and the east, make sure you slow it down as some of that fog continues to develop this morning. It's 64 in Durham, 62 in South Hill. We're seeing 60 degrees in Southern Pines. It is a very warm start to the day, and come this afternoon will be no exception, heading to the 80s around lunchtime, 82 degrees by the time we head into 12 o'clock. And then today, 89 will be the afternoon high. Remember, our record high for today in the Triangle is 90 degrees. So we're going to get close to that number as we head into the afternoon. But I'm watching very closely what's going on across the Midwest, off towards the south. Notice this line of showers and thunderstorms that are moving ahead of this cold front. We have tornado warnings going off right now in portions of Missouri and Arkansas. There are also tornado watches and severe thunderstorms. This is a very potent system moving across the Midwest, producing thunderstorms and tornadoes. This front is on the move and heading towards the east. It will move into our region by the time we head into tomorrow, and the severe threat is expected to weaken. There is a level 3 out of 5 severe threat in place for the Ohio River Valley, extending all the way down into portions of Mississippi. That's where we're expecting some large hail and the tornado threat to be elevated for today. And then come tomorrow, the severe threat will shift towards the east and bringing a level 1 risk in place for our north and western counties. We're going to watch the potential for some heavy rainfall and damaging wind speeds with showers and thunderstorms that will likely move in. As we take this front through, it is going to move into our region as we head into tomorrow, bringing some showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon, especially to the north and west, and then moving towards the south and east throughout the early morning hours on Friday. Most of the rain will be confined to the south and east and continue into the afternoon. So our rain chances will be up for this Easter weekend. Temperatures are going to cool off into the 50s, likely to see a high temperature of 65 degrees on Easter Sunday with a small chance of rain before temperatures warm into the 70s again.
Thanks, Pete. It's a new era beginning in the city of Chicago now that voters have elected the next mayor. We have new overnight reaction from Brandon Johnson just moments after he secured the runoff victory. What he says is his plan for the nation's third largest city.
Plus, new data reveals some shocking numbers for home prices across one area in the Triangle. We'll break them down for you next.